Listener Production.
Hey, it's Courtney Thomas with your local news briefing. New figures show 60% of patients at Bundaberg Hospital are not being seen within clinically recommended timeframes. Opposition leader David Crisafulli says the Queensland government is to blame.
We've now reached the point where nearly 2 in 3 people wait longer than they should in the ED at the Bundy Hospital. And you can't blame the health staff in the Wide Bay. This is the result of nearly 8 years of poor planning by the state government.
Health Minister Yvette Darth joined White Bay Hospital Board Chair Peter Jamieson yesterday to mark road access work starting at the new hospital site. Darth told media issues were under review, while Jamieson addressed a new petition being launched to sack the board, labelling it not on. The title deed for more than 670 square metres of land on Gurry Fraser Island has been handed back to the Batchelor people. It follows the handback of another 22 hectares earlier this year. It's as Gurry marks its 30th anniversary of being World Heritage listed this week. And we're bracing for another scorcher with temps to reach 36 degrees in Maryborough. Industrial Relations Minister Grace Grace is reminding employers to have plans in place to help keep workers safe. She's also offered up these other tips.
The Workplace Health and Safety Queensland website's got guidance on managing the risk of heat stress. And it includes managing the work environment and what you can do with, you know, clothing, shade, adequate water, all of that kind of stuff.
Just updating some local sport news now and checking the Bundaberg AFL Nines. It was finals night on Tuesday with the Taipans taking out the social division with a 44-25 win over Bald Eagles. In the competitive division, it was the East Bundy Jewellers downing the Steelers 48-37. And it's the daily stories that matter in under 20 minutes. Search The Briefing podcast on Listener. Download the app now and listen for free.
From Listener and the Royal Institution of Australia, I'm Dr. Sophie Calabretto, and this is The Science Briefing, a new podcast about the science of everything. Twice a week, you'll hear the latest in science news from Australia and across the globe in 15 minutes or less. From coral reefs recovering from bleaching.
If the stresses stop and the conditions revert to the normal, the algae can come back and the coral can start to recover.
Monkeypox conspiracy theories.
Chimps aren't even monkeys, they're apes. So this idea that the AstraZeneca vaccine makes chimps sick and therefore would make humans sick is baseless.
To the secrets of nerve pain uncovered by a snail.
So when they were looking at the toxins from these snails, they discovered that the toxins were quite effective at closing off messages that travel through the body.
The Science Briefing. New episodes every Tuesday and Thursday. Download the Listener app now to listen for free and search The Science Briefing in the Listener app now.
Listener.